was taken off the wall. It was beautiful paper. They had, of course, done that afterwards, mm-hmm. and tried to make it up fancy. After she died before he became president. Mm-hmm. Did you know that she was married? And he met her, and she thought she had a divorce. And it had to go through the legislature to get a divorce then. And it hadn't, but she thought she had a divorce, and she married Andrew Jackson. With not legally divorced. And her criticism was so great, and he took it too, and he was running for presidency. And he took it. And it hurt her, and when her previous husband, came around and pitched it in the face that she wasn't legally divorced. She carried through the legislature and got a legal divorce and then remarried Andrew Jackson. But she died before he became president. She's buried out there by the house. All that's on a slab right over her grave. And he has a great big slab telling all about how he loved her and that thing. And right outside there, he has that nigger man that drove his chariot all the time. So they called it parlor too.
What kind of furniture would you have in the room where you spent most of your time?
What, as a girl?
Yes. Do you have something like this, for example, that you
Well, I tell you what, I slept in the room with my sister. Now we slept together, and two of us. And I always was a reader, and had a fireplace in there. And I'd get books, and my mother would say, now you go to bed, you got to get up in the morning, you got to go up and you have to milk those cows before you go to, we sold cream. My daddy had a store, and we sold cream, big gallons of cream, and had one of these separators, dealer aisle separators. You had to turn with your hand, and the whey went in one thing, and the cream went in another. You fed the whey to your billy goats, and your chickens, and your hogs, and anybody wanted to drink it, cattle. And there's a big, big cellar that you carried the cream down in, down under the house, big cellar. See, double-a-la-la-yah. And down there you stored your canned fruit and your cans of cream till you could get them on the train to take them to Oxford.
Did you just call it a cellar?
Called it a cellar.
Did you ever call that the dairy?
No, we didn't call it that. We called it the cellar because it was really walled up and it was cool down there all the time. But in the attic, there was a stairway was enclosed with a door. You didn't see the stairs. It had a door there. You opened the door and went up the stairway. But in the attic, my daddy always kept, in the winter, a barrel of apples. And he had, one barrel of apples that I've never seen since I was a child. They were ripe and they were green. And they had a rosy tint on one side, russet apple, R-U-S-S-E-T, or double D on which one. But it's a russet. And he had a rule. You can have all the apples, they put it by the chimney and they never froze.